aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a bird cage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma.
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
All right, we found out that the production hasn't been updated in the last 7 years.
Shocking.
You know what? I think this is so classic. It should never be changed. It's so good.
It's long. We know that. It is good. I love it.
Do you hate your job?
No, I love my job.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
you should act like it then, huh?
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I will simply just ask again.
Well, I don't know, Strofe, could you work on production for 7-Eleven?
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. He said this last week, in a week before.
You specifically told him not to, Kyle.
Also, the question was not, are you going to? The question was, could you?
There's two people as part of this program who are capable of doing the production.
Yes, but when I offered my services as the producer of this program, Craig said, absolutely not. You're hosting this program. So I'm going to act like Kyle Wallace Monday through Friday, 2 to 5.
I wanted you to be the producer. Kyle refused to be a host. Kyle was the one who said he has to produce.
I think we have a lot of great, young, talented individuals around here that this would be a great opportunity that they get to do this.
It is a tradition unlike any other, us arguing as we bring in our mystery guests. We did it last week
with
Carl Ravitch before you guys defeated me and guessed Carl Ravitch. I believe you had 3 no guesses before you got Ravi. You really did a good job on him. It is time to welcome in our mystery guest. And who is going to ask the first question to our mystery guest this week?
Go ahead, Greg.
Greg's going to kick it off.
Hold on. I just want to point out a tradition unlike any other. Houston, Masters Week, maybe?
I don't know if he's trying to be sneaky. You think it's Jim Nance. Okay.
Jim Nance, wow, you have a Rolodex.
Oh, I got Jim in my phone. Come on now.
Look at the flex.
Go ahead, Greg.
Have you ever resided in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, they're changing their name.
Yeah.
They're changing their voice.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Okay.
Go ahead, follow up. You got a yes. Do another question.
Have you played or coached in a professional sports league?
No, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. No, sir. Very polite, mystery guest. Good morning to you. Let's go with, do you or have you worked in sports media?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever...
Let's keep this going here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of my angle here. Are you currently actively working in sports media?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that voice.
What was the first question you asked him, Greg? Did you ask me...
if he has ever resided in Wisconsin, the answer is yes, sir.
Do you currently reside in Wisconsin?
C.
This voice, it's really throwing me off. Okay.
Are you currently on the payroll for Good Karma Brands?
No, Poppy.
Interesting.
All right, that's 2 no's, right? We're at 2 no's?
No, that's the first no.
No, that's
second no.
Second
no.
All right, so somebody in sports media who currently resides in Wisconsin who's never played or coached in professional sports.
Let's figure out sports here because we're talking about golf. You have Andy North as a potential guy. But we got to figure out.
I don't know if Andy North is getting
no Poppy in his bag.
Well,
I mean, maybe we could go. I would lean more towards baseball.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Basketball is the broadcast.
Yeah, let's go with baseball. Yeah,
go ahead, Greg.
Are you currently a broadcaster of baseball games?
Yes.
Is that yes with a question mark?
That was yes. No, that was
can
yes.
I ask that as a
no,
question?
No, that was yes. That was yes.
I mean, we could look at BA or Levering. Yeah. Those would be my two top guesses.
Well, let's
there.
Just narrow it down to the Brewers then, right?
How are you currently scheduled to call Brewers games in the 2025 season?
Yes.
Is it radio or television? We got to be very specific. I guess Jeff does TV.
Well, they
too.
Both do. Well, yes, BA just does TV. I mean, do you just want to guess one or the other? We've got five no's.
We got a cushion here. There's a lot of them.
I feel like we.
There's not that many people who are scheduled to call Brewers games that live in Wisconsin.
You did say call, which I think, okay. So that rules out Stephen Watson. That rules out Craig Koshan. That rules out.
Are you Brian Anderson?
Why, yes, I am.
I mean, Strofe would have talked for another 6 minutes before we got there.
Basketball BA, too, eh?
Yes. That's what I was going to say. This time of year, this guy is as busy as anyone.
And he just used Poppy on ESPN Wisconsin. Yeah.
Well done.
Yes, from
that was impressive. You guys could be private investigators, man. You ask really good questions.
Yeah. Yeah. My girl can never cheat on me.
I had a large bonus.
Okay, Brian.
What did you just say?
Craig had a large bonus for me if I could get to the end, but I failed.
I know. I told him. I
you should have texted us on the side. We could have split that.
Wait a minute. Bonus.
We
he gets a bonus.
That.
Yeah,
we
I want a bonus for
that. No.
Brian,
I want to do this again, and I want to split the bonus from Craig.
I can't imagine you need it with how much you're working, or you either need a new agent. I know your agent, and you either need a new agent or you don't need a bonus. Brian, where have you been in the month of, like, between March and April? Talk about the best moments of your, before I do that, I don't even want to put you on that. What I want to do, I was watching the Netflix Starting Five. I know it didn't do that well on Netflix, but did you guys know about this where they followed LeBron and
yes,
Tatum.
It was like the NBA's version of quarterback, right?
Brian, I mean, this is just all hail Brian Anderson moment. Like, do you sit back now and think about, like, LeBron's record-breaking points, Steph's three-point, like, you are now entwined with the great NBA moments, like, of the last 5-10 years in a way that, like, I'm sure you thought about other broadcasters. What is that like for you now, knowing that you are part of these unbelievable moments?
Yeah, it's very cool. You know, I'm always a little taken aback when I hear that, and when I see these things pop up, and whether it's commercials or, you know, a lot of athletes now, they have their own shoe brands, and so they usually do all these different, you know, different releases with their brands, Adidas or Nike or whatever. And through the years, you know, they've, for whatever reason, probably because I'm the cheapest option, they've all used my calls on some of these things. But no, it's cool. It's also a little bit sad, you know, because I'm not going to the NBA. I'm not chasing the NBA to another network. I'm staying at TNT Sports. So this is this coming week is my last regular season week of the NBA, and this will be my last NBA playoffs. You never say never, but, you know, I've just signed a multi-year deal with TNT to do all the other stuff. So my NBA days are coming to an end after this year, at least in the short term.
So let's go NBA, then we'll get to baseball and Brewers and college basketball also. But so with that, with the NBA, you know, talk about the different people you've been with. Like, so when you think about BA, who do you think about him with? Who do you think about his NBA? Do you think about Stan Van Gundy? Do you think about Steve Smith? Do you think about, like,
I feel like Van Gundy's the one that sticks out the most to me.
BA, who do you think you've done the most? Reggie Miller.
Oh, Reggie. There's, too.
You've done games with, like, you've done games with everybody. Like, who do you think who do you think you've done the most games with in your time at TNT?
Yeah, that's a good question. Stan kind of came along a little later, but I would say in the last, you know, 4 years, it's been mostly Stan. Or even going back to the bubble, that's when we first started using Stan. Then he got the New Orleans job, then that lasted a year, and then he came back to us. So Stan has been my main partner, you know, full-time the last 3 years. But our philosophy at TNT anyway, our boss's philosophy, is to never brand the groups. It's never been an A, B, or C group. There's always been mix and match. So you know, my first ever NBA game for TNT was with Reggie Miller. I did a what we call the center court package on NBA TV, which a lot of people didn't see, but I did that for 3 years. That's the package that just got sold to Amazon. But I did all of those games every week with Greg Anthony. So, you know, I did a lot of games with GA.
And was Dennis Scott, is that also Dennis Scott, yeah, like with that crew?
Yeah. He was our reporter.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He was our reporter. And we know that was coming off the players only era when they didn't use a play-by-play announcer for 1 year. So college game, the guy I've worked more basketball with than anybody is Jim Jackson. You know, we did essentially 8 years together at Big Ten Network. And then we've been doing the NCAA tournament for the last 5 years, 6 years even. So he's the guy I probably worked more basketball with than anybody.
So VA, when you get ready for a Steph Curry moment, a LeBron moment, like, you know, because you think about like basketball players, they grow up in the backyard being like Kobe and shooting it or whatever. Broadcasters, like, we all did the same thing. Like, all of us are nerds and, like, would sit in front of the TV calling these games and these dream moments. How do you balance the overthinking the big moment and versus not being prepared enough, right? You want it to be spontaneous, but you want to nail it. How do you think about those moments that you know are coming and you know you have to get right?
Yeah, those were, that's the way to put the question, really, because it's, you want to be prepared. So you know, I don't can phrases or write out phrases, but you kind of have an idea of the rhythm of like where you want to go. And obviously when you're in a record breaking moment, the number matters. And, you know, the first big moment I ever called was with the Brewers when Trevor Hoffman was the first closer to ever get to 600 saves, you know, a huge milestone, and Mariano would pass him later, but he was the first, Trevor was. So I think, you know, I got good advice from guys like Vin Scully and some of my mentors, Ernie Harwell, who had called a number of those moments. And it was always, you know, be thinking about the order of it and how you want to talk about it, but also leave yourself room to absorb the scene and then call it appropriately. And that really came out in the LeBron record setter, because I had not planned on saying LeBron stands alone, which is what I ended up saying. But because he made the basket and then ran to the other side of the floor and he was literally standing all by himself, then it just like hit me to that's just what came out, you know, LeBron stands alone. And I think the Stephen Curry one, we were in New York, we were at Madison Square Garden. I had Reggie Miller on the broadcast. Ray Allen was sitting right next to us the whole game. And it just felt like this, you know, I don't know.
Wait, were you nervous? Like, were you nervous? King, you like, you've done a million games.
Of course.
Were you so you're sitting Absolutely. There nervous?
Oh, 100%. Because this call's going to stand for all time. You know, it's just going to be there. And you can really, if you ruin that, you've really ruined yourself. I mean, you've ruined your. your whole career and all the body of work that I've ever done and all the years I've done this job for 30 years. And now it's the one thing that really matters. But at the same time, there's a performance art to it. And, you know, you just get embedded in the game and call the game, call the moment, and then lay out. And that's really that's the formula. Call the game, call the moment, lay out.
And so what was the Curry? And so then what was the Curry as you're getting ready and you got that whole moment, Ray Allen and Reggie Miller right there?
Yeah, for me, well, again, I think I ended up saying he's the all-time three-point king, or there's a new three-point king or something like that. But the point of that was to me it was cumbersome to try to think about saying he's the career three-point made record holder. Like it's not like all-time scoring champ. That's an easy thing to say. Because it was, made three-pointers in a career, like that doesn't exactly flow. It's not very poetic. Just the word made, you know, so for me, how could I sum that up? And so I was like, all right, maybe I'll just throw out he's the best three-point shooter or the greatest shooter. I didn't know. Then, like I said, we knew that was going to come early because he only needed two when the game started. and he made the first one right away. And so we knew we were kind of there. And so it just, it felt right to go with a monarchy just because we had King Reggie and King Ray. And then we had, you know, I just figured King, the 3-point King kind of sums it up, you know. And then I did a little more after, more explanation. I hit the number. The number was cumbersome too. It was like 2937 or, you know, it just doesn't roll off the tongue like Trevor Hoffman's 600 save. That's an easy thing, and you can punch that. But to get you into the weeds on mechanics and, you know, verbiage and how to deliver words with some, you know, some poetry in it, but also not just bombard it with language. So those are, that's what you think about. Then you, I kind of left myself some freedom to say whatever came to my mind in that moment. So, but I didn't want to can it, you know, because that, every time I've ever written down a phrase, or some guys are great at it. I mean, Jim Nance has made a living at that, and he's had some incredibly memorable lines, but I've usually blown those, or I'm looking down and I miss something in front of me that's important. So I just kind of keep my eyes on the subjects and go from there. And I've only had a handful, so it's not like I've, I think I've had three major milestones, you know, like that in my career. I did talk to Zora Stevenson quite a bit, though. She was great when she was on the Caitlin Clark,
yes,
record-setting moment. So we spent a lot of time talking about it, and these, everything I'm telling you is what I was telling her, and she was really wanting to write down because the pressure of delivering that and not screwing that up, and that would have been fine, but I think she did a great job with that because she just kind of lived in it, and she even used one of the phrases that I use a lot, but especially in that scenario, and that's, there it is, like you just punch that, the actual moment when it happens with a, there it is. And so that's a, that's an old school broadcaster, you know, radio, back into the radio days. There it is.
There could be a big one today in New York. Could be a big one today in New York with Alex Ovechkin going to break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record.
Yes. And I've seen a bunch of social media bits, TikTok bits about, like, you know, the record-setting moments that have happened in different sports. And so it's been kind of cool to relive the two that I had. And then now Ovechkin, and I'm sure those announcers who are working on that are going through the same process. I thought the, I don't know where it came from. I'm thinking it was the home radio call or the home television call, but wherever that call came from of the tying goal, I thought was brilliant. It was just really, you know, excitable and just hit all the right notes. And he raised his voice up over the crowd and then he laid out, and I thought it was like picture perfect. So yeah, I love that.
So BA, between basketball, both NBA and college, golf and baseball, we could have you on for the next 5 hours and not run out of things. But I just want to ask you
and
one
tennis too. We got tennis coming up. Roland Garros.
Coming to Turner Sports. Yeah. But last question for you, because I think it's one that I think everyone listening would and watching would be interested in. Why have you stayed in Wisconsin? Like, you got the Brewers gig.
Man, easy.
You got the Brewers gig at such a different point of your career arc.
It's year 19, yeah.
And you've become a national broadcaster. You could be anywhere. You still choose to do as many Brewers games as humanly possible, and you still choose to live in Wisconsin. You're not from here. You didn't go to school here. You didn't grow up as a fan here. Why Wisconsin for you?
It's the same reason for you. You know, because I love it here, and I'm not from here, so it was very new to me when I moved here, and it was hard. And like the first winter I was here, it snowed 96 inches that winter, and I was like,
woo!
We live in the Discovery. It felt like the Discovery Channel outside. Like, we're literally going to die. I never grew up in snow. I didn't know anything about it. But no, you know, we just, I could go on for hours about all the things I love about it. I love what, right at this moment, I'm standing outside the production truck. The sun is out. We've got baseball. We've got our crew that I love and are so talented. You know, when I moved here, I was told, like, that Milwaukee TV production crew, you're going to be amazed how gifted they are. And a lot of them are all doing national games. We're doing national games in the NFL and MLB and NBA long before I got here. So there's great talent here. You know, there's great skill. It's a, it's a small community. I like the access to be able to move around a little bit. I've never been a big city person. I grew up in a small town in Texas of about 10,000 people, Georgetown, Texas. So I like the calmness. I like nature, outdoors, all of it. I mean, I could just, we would never leave. And what I say all the time, and I mean it, if I didn't work for the Brewers and they told me to hit the road, I would still live here. And so it doesn't matter that I work here anymore. I would always live here. I would always live in Wisconsin, top five summer city. I don't mind the winters at all. My daughter grew up here. She lives here. She'd never leave here. She's got a great job and basically demanded that she get to work from home from the third ward, or she wasn't taking the job. So, you know, all of that.
And love that energy.
Going, but we love it, man. We love Wisconsin, and it's home. It'll always be home.
I love when you drop that nationally. When you, we've heard you do it when you say top five national summer city, Milwaukee. we've heard you do that, and we are so lucky to have you in this community and as a friend and as a mystery guest with us today. Brian Anderson will be on the call today as the Brewers go for 3 out of 4 against the Reds. And are there? We have enough healthy pitchers? Think we can get through 9 today, VA?
No, actually, you want some breaking news? I'll give it to you. Nestor Cortez is going on the injured list, so we're actually getting less healthy by the day. But we are getting Quintana back, and I will not be back with the Brewers until mid-June, so I apologize for not being around much, but I'll be watching, and hopefully we can survive all these injuries. And, the Brewers are in an unbelievable spot right now with injuries. It's shocking, but, you know, they have a lot of depth, and we'll see who emerges from the ashes. If we can survive this first month and get some of these guys back, they got a chance to be really good this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be watching and listening. Brian Anderson, appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, BA.
Good to be with you. That was a good game. I didn't do very well for you.
Next time, text us on the side. We'll split that bonus.
You guys have a great Sunday.
All right. Take care. Brian Anderson. Like, how lucky are we, right? Like, that he's here.
Great. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. We got a whole lot more to get to as we roll on. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
So no Nestor Cortez either now after he pitches, I mean, just a huge bounce back game, right? After the worst debut in the history of sports.
It was up there. It was ugly. But hey, nice bounce back, and
they just need to get to that 500 mark through the first month or so. Strofe, by the way, very professional. Mid-sentence just gets distracted by somebody walking by.
For the second time.
It's my buddy Colin.
For the second time in 8 minutes.
You're on the air. You were talking to us, and then you just
flexing
stop.
Did you know the person you were flexing at last segment?
Well, I was confused, and that was not last segment. That was an hour ago.
Okay. Well, it could have been last segment if it was now.
You all saw what was happening
that
three segments
true.
Ago.
No.
I mean, it was incredibly distracting.
What?
Maybe
I didn't see it.
Me and Greg should probably trade seats. That'd probably be a wise decision with my ADHD.
She seemed a little different.
This is very, like, this is where I say, like, you're a cousin of Ben Bross, because Ben also would get so incredibly distracted by things like that are happening. But yeah, I think if this Brewers team can, for a month, get to that 500 mark and just survive, it's just tread water at this point.
Because I don't think that's a realistic goal.
To get to 500.
No.
Why not? Were just 500.
We're 4-5 now.
And by the way, and they'd played the Yankees, who are one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like, are there enough pitch? How can you expect to be at 500 with the pitching staff?
That's
like,
the
that
part
just
that
seems
has to
unrealistic.
Concern you,
right?
Magic.
I mean, they need to get this Elvin Rodriguez, send him back.
They don't have the luxury to do that, though.
Send him back.
They don't have the luxury to do that.
He is a bum.
But let's not have personal attacks here.
He's a bum at pitching. He's a great guy,
I'm sure. Okay, all right. There we go.
Nice recovery.
There we go.
Well, yeah.
But last night, it was clear that not he didn't have it, but they also needed him to get through a certain amount of innings. And then they bring in a reliever who may not totally have it either, but they need him to get through a certain amount of innings. Like, I think that's the situation the Brewers are in. That's why I don't think, like, 500's realistic. Now, I do worry about the Cubs because they started with the Dodgers and they're still 7-4.
Sure.
So but until I worry about them running away and hiding a little bit.
Until you get to that Cubs series in the first week of May, you're playing, you're finishing your series against the Reds. Then you play the Rockies. Diamondbacks are good on the road. That's a tough series. You're back home against the Tigers, against the A's. Then you're on the road against the Giants, who are okay. And then on the road against the Cardinals. And then you get the White Sox. Like, that's not a difficult schedule. Churio hasn't... Weird stat, 41 at-bats, I think, hasn't had a walk yet this year. So, like, he's still kind of, like, feeling like...
Contreras hasn't hit at all.
Yelich hasn't hit at all.
Yep.
Hoskins hasn't hit at all. So it's not like you've been getting this great play from the rest of your team
It actually makes no sense that they've won games to this point. When you look at the stats...
When they've lost, they've lost so incredibly bad. Yeah,
four of their five losses, they've allowed double-digit runs.
They have the worst run differential in the major leagues.
Oh, by far.
But they're 4-5. Like, at one point, they were, like, 500 and had the worst run differential, like,
Just keep that up. Or, like, it doesn't matter how bad you play in your losses. Just get some
tread
wins.
Water, baby.
All right. You may have me convinced that the schedule, but, like, going into Arizona, like, I feel like they give up 40 runs in those three games against Arizona.
They certainly might.
It's very possible.
And that's not even talking about going into Colorado, where theoretically you're supposed to give up a lot of runs.
Stay close to 500. You know what I mean? At this point,
we can
and then
hit
start to get the
sometime.
Pitchers back and. They still do, to BA's point that he made, I don't know how long ago that was, but they still do have a very talented team. They just got to, like, stay in it.
No,
just,
I feel great about this team if their pitching staff had half of the guys injured that are hurt right now. Because you're right. Like, no one's hit.
Yeah,
no
I just,
one's hit.
I don't know that you can conjure the magic in a bottle you had last year, right? You had, what, 19 different starting pitchers last year, but you didn't start where you're starting this year with a million guys on the injury list. Get through April. And like you said, Greg, if you're what, four games under 500, five games under 500, I still feel really good about your chances because this division isn't that great. You worry about Chicago, but
that's the only team I'm worried about right now.
Correct. But you do worry about them.
Yeah.
You do worry about them. Yes. Yeah. They've got a pretty good manager.
One thing you don't have to worry about is if you make one call, that's all to Gruber Law Offices. Everything else is taken care of. That's right. It doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean they're taking the short road. It means they have the experience. They've worked with tens of thousands of Wisconsinites. That's right. Just based here in Wisconsin, but nationally recognized, involved in all the community things that you care about, involved in events, rooting for the same teams as you, but most importantly, helping Wisconsin people when they're injured. So if you or a loved one is ever injured, remember, it's one call. That's all with Gruber Law Offices. More as we continue at Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
All right, we have not talked about the Milwaukee Bucks coming off a great win last night against the Miami Heat. Not an easy win. No Tyler Hero or Wiggins for the Heat last night. Bucks without Dame Lillard, Jericho Sims, Bobby Portis.
He come back
Tuesday, baby!
Fresh.
Gonna be big.
The fact that this team survived Bobby being out in the way it did. Oh, you're making a face at me, Kyle.
The way a team survived without Bobby, I mean, they should be able to survive without Bobby.
But then Jericho's out also. So literally, when you have two total bigs, now you could say we have four bigs, right? Because the starting lineup is like a point guard and like Kuzma, Torian Prince are like, I could be power forwards in this league.
Legit. Yeah,
I mean, Bobby's also a sixth man of the year candidate, like perennially. It's not like he is. You could be critical of him however you want.
I love Bobby.
Value.
Wait. I'm a Bobby guy. I've been a Bobby guy before. When I wanted the Bucks to draft Bobby Portis when they drafted Rashad Vaughn. So let's not get it twisted.
You sound like you're a Bobby guy. You are the king of
taking a shot at somebody and then following it up with,
I didn't take a shot at Bobby. But Bobby Portis, we're talking about, oh, this team was able to stay afloat. float without Bobby Portis? The hell?
In the context of everybody else, correct.
Bobby Portis is not the guy I want to come back. I want him to come back, but I want Dame to come back.
Of course.
Bobby doesn't make you say, oh, we're a championship team. No, Dame makes you
say. I think he helps.
You're talking about Bobby Portis like he's Elvin Rodriguez right over there.
Yeah. No, Bobby's more important than that guy.
So what do you think? Who would you rather play? Doesn't look like the Bucks are getting into the
top three, four seed. Whoa, probably you don't think they can get to the four seed at all?
I mean, the Pacers would have to lose... The Pacers would have to lose three games.
How many games do they have left? Like six, seven?
They have four.
That's it?
Yeah.
How many games do the Bucks have left?
The Bucks have the extra game because of the Pelicans. Remember when that happened? The snowstorm
in New Orleans. Yeah.
So the Bucks at 43-34 have five games left. The Pacers at 46-31.
And the Bucks play that Pelicans game too. And the Bucks play that Pelicans game today on the back end of a back-to-back.
Oh, wait, breaking news. I was missing the Pacers-Nuggets game today. So if the Pacers lose to the Nuggets today, then they lose both games to the Cavs. They have one at home, one on the road. Assuming they beat the Magic at home, beat the Wizards. So then
Magic are playing for something, though.
Yeah, but... You got, like, let's play that out. So, all right, so now the Bucks would need to win out the rest of the way. So how do we feel about the Bucks winning out? Home Timberwolves, home Pelicans, at Pistons, home Pistons.
The Pistons one is huge because you're actually competing with the Pistons for being a 5 or 6 seed. So the Bucks actually have a shot here to, because Giannis is going to leave everything out on the court, and these are winnable. New Orleans.
But the question is, do you want to leave it all out on the court to get to the five, or do you want to play the Pacers, or do you want to play the Knicks?
Well, I guess you want to be. I wanted us to have home court advantage at least in round one.
But that is only if the Pacers lose. I mean, you really want to
burn
Giannis
out for the possibility of getting home court. No. You know, and they were in Miami last night in an overtime game, and then they fly to New Orleans today.
How much do you want
Giannis to, you know, try to put up another 40 minutes?
You don't want the 6 seed. You don't. You don't want the Knicks.
So you don't want the Knicks and the Celtics? You're saying you want to stay out of that side?
I
would agree. I'd rather be, I'm
also a revenge guy. Give me some revenge against the Pacers in the first round.
But you don't have Dame, which makes it
Right now, without Dame, I think you could make the argument that this is more of a defensive team than an offensive team if you're going to win in the playoffs. And that would tell you might want to play against the Knicks and the Celtics. If you're more of an offensive team with Dame back, I could see you wanting to play against the Pacers and the Cavs. You know,
just get Giannis healthy for a playoff series. Like, if Giannis is healthy for the first round playoff series, I think they could beat the Pacers or the Knicks.
Well, somebody needs to step up in the absence of Dame.
Sure. Bobby Portis is coming back, you know?
Okay.
And we just heard Doc Rivers give some optimistic thoughts on Dame.
And if you can win that first round playoff series with Giannis being Giannis, then Dame can come back in that second round. I mean, that's what you have to bank on.
And the Celtics are a better team now than at that time. But let's not forget 2022 without Chris Middleton. Bucks up 10 going into the fourth quarter at home game 6.
Yeah, the Celtics team's a lot better.
Yes, Celtics team's a lot better. But I'm saying Giannis, just to your point, Greg, of when you have the best player on the court, which the Bucks will have in any postseason series when Giannis is healthy.
Correct.
It is very different. It is very different. All right, we will have your Palermo's picks as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Do you think it's odd that the women's championship is on at the time it's on? Do you know what time it's on, everybody?
The 2 o'clock afternoon Sunday start?
Yeah, 2 o'clock on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Plus.
They want to avoid 90 Day Fiancé. That's a big time show.
Is it? You're the worst. I thought we were going to finally get through one show without you mentioning that trash television show. Is it bad I kind of love the 2 o'clock start?
I don't think it's bad. I do think it is interesting that
I also don't have kids and responsibility, so. No,
I mean, I think 2 o'clock is cool also if you're trying to get kids, right?
For sure.
Like, why does everything have to be so late at night? Like, especially, Greg could sit down with his daughter today and watch that game at 2 o'clock.
Well, and especially for the East Coast, like having grown up there, as you did, Craig, there'd be a lot of championship games that would be on until 11 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, speaking of Palermo's, nothing but the toppings is a worthwhile consideration. If you don't always want the bread and carbs of pizza, Screaming Sicilian. Have you guys tried this? The nothing but toppings?
Yeah, I have. The bowls?
Yeah, the bowls. You throw them in the microwave. They're so easy to eat. It's all the toppings. It's delicious. And it's usually 20 grams of protein or more. These things are amazing. Palermo's Pizza, nothing but the toppings. And Palermo's Pizza, wonderful to have a Wisconsin brand that is employing so many people and providing so much deliciousness.
I'm big on the Detroit style lately, which is a lot of crust, but I'm a crust guy.
I'm also a crust guy. It's very good.
The opposite. I'm going nothing but the toppings today.
Two Urban Pie Craig. Slices waiting for me when I get home. Put them in an air fryer to reheat.
Oh, Kyle trying to get his urban credibility. Just so you know, urban pie is not like necessarily urban credibility, Kyle. Just because I don't know what the Jamie Foxx show was.
At least you knew what Air Force Ones was, unlike Alex Trophy. Well,
he grew up in Denmark.
What size shoe did Murphy Lee wear? It's a lyric in the song.
I don't know.
10.5.
Well done.
Ten and a half. There it is.
That's just the average shoe size for most guys.
That's what I wear.
All right. Any other picks? I got UConn today by double digits. I love my Dawn Staley, but I feel like UConn's not getting stopped.
I've got the favorites in both, UConn and tomorrow night.
I will take Houston.
Like them after that momentum shifter last night.
I don't know how you lose the national championship after what they just did in the Final Four.
I think Florida's that good, Greg.
I think Walter Clayton Jr. is the best team in the country. If it's a close game, I've seen Walter Clayton Jr. be this version of Steph Curry, like in the NCAA tournament.
I'll take the dogs in Houston.
Yeah.
What about today?
I've seen Houston suffocate.
UConn. I don't think they cover the 7.5, though. That's almost disrespectful
to Dawn Staley.
It is disrespectful, but I feel like they're going to win by double digits. Uh-huh. I don't feel like this South Carolina. I feel like Dawn Staley has done an incredible job to get this South Carolina team back to the championship game.
Agreed.
If South Carolina wins today, I'd beat Craig's bracket by 10 points because I have South Carolina winning it all in my
bracket.
That means
nothing. You don't win money. Do you win money for beating Craig?
Yes, you're eligible.
You're eligible to win money.
Yeah, if you beat me.
Thanks for reading your email.
I saw something. My bracket was trash. I just hurry up and filled it out.
I saw something. You didn't even read the email.
I thought a ban. I thought it was a win. You're giving out anybody that beats you gets money?
Everyone who beats me in the bracket's eligible to win, which most people did in the men's. If UConn wins, I think I'll be top 10.
I ran out of time to do the women's. The game started.
You ran out of time.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
That is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. You guys have time at work to do that.
Nobody makes more excuses about everyday life.
Why
did
it have to be at work?
Because when I get home, that's home time. It was a work thing.
Aren't you a sports fan?
I am a sports guy.
Okay, then it doesn't have to be at work.
The game, I was looking and it was like, oh no, the game started like 10:30.
Oh, did you fill out a men's bracket?
It's so easy on ESPN now. If you fill out one bracket or a women's bracket, then you just join the group.
I just find it relatively interesting. You filled out a men's bracket, but not a women's bracket.
And
what does
that say about Kyle Wallace? And you have a whole extra day to do the women's bracket.
What does that say about Kyle Wallace?
It says Kyle Wallace, a hard-working ass man. That's what it says. Craig, you better check the productivity around that office, filling out all these brackets they're doing.
Yeah, stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. You have been listening to Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.